The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Why am I sing-songing the opening here? It is Monday, folks. 28th day of January, 2019. Yes, we've made it this far. I don't know exactly if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because it seems like every day that we're paying attention to what's going on, somebody out there is just trying to make everything worse. And this is funny because I'm starting to hear this from different quarters. I pay attention to what people are saying, and it doesn't matter what quarter it comes from, because deep down underneath, we're all human beings, as flawed as we are, no matter what our political aspirations are or anything else. There are just things that human beings don't like. And what I'm starting to hear now is, you know, gosh, Democrats are not exactly that fond of Pelosi. She's gone too far. We're over here screaming that Donald Trump hasn't gone far enough. Well, did we forget the people that have done everything but shoot this guy? So it's going to be a very interesting 2019. Isn't that right, Steve Elkins?
Yes, it is, Mr. Stabmiller.
Mm-hmm. How's God's waiting room?
Cold.
Is it?
Cold, windy, cold, rainy. Yeah, I'm ready for next week. Hopefully the stuff blows through pretty fast, and it's nasty down here. It's not very nice.
Oh, wow. Well,
it's tolerable. Better than the Midwest.
It's 75 and sunny here. I think you're in the wrong state. Exactly why did you go to Florida?
The Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, right. Ponce de Leon. Yeah, right. Yeah, let me know when you find it.
I've been boating on it.
Boating on it. Hey, by the way, we need to reconnect. Your audio is kind of not clear.
Okay, I'll sign out. Come back on.
Okay, sounds good. Yep. That'll give me time to fire up my computer. I just ran in here. Trump shutting the government down for 3 weeks. Steve doesn't think that's a very good idea. Let me get this out before he gets back on. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, people are judging Trump on what he's doing, what he's not doing, what he's trying to do, his promises. He's getting jammed. So much resistance from behind. You know, I do not want to end up sounding and throwing in with the left that anything, I mean, Trump blinks, he's a racist, okay? If Trump says something, well, everybody's got to pile on. And what I'm afraid of, but what I actually see happening, is that, there are many people that voted for Donald Trump that, well, he's not meeting their expectations, so they're throwing him under the bus. Well, guess who's throwing them under the bus 24/7? Relentlessly, without a break, for how many years now? 3 years? 3 years this January, folks. He's been our president for 3 years. He's accomplished some things, other things he has not. I was talking to Steve. Steve, you back with me?
Sounds better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Good.
We were talking earlier. I kind of crawl all over you. You send me stories, and I appreciate this because more eyes scanning the horizon, looking for things that should be seen by others. I appreciate you digging up stories and sending them over. And you usually comment. You must be a hell. How many words per minute can you type, by the way?
Oh, about 70.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I hate people like you. You get down at a keyboard, man, and it's just like, you know, and there's a 300 word, you know, I can't do that. I've never had, and I guess it's just, I'm just an old curmudgeon because I've never really learned how to type well. And thank God for spell checker. But you usually send me these notes attached to the stories and on your take and your viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And you and I had a little discussion today about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And I was talking to myself as well, cautioning that, okay, so people that don't like Donald Trump because he's made his promises, but he's not fulfilled them yet. Well, I saw him. He took a lot of heat for this. I'm pulling the troops out of Syria. He took heat when he was running for president. So what does he do? He announces we're pulling the 2,000 troops out of Syria. Well, there goes John Bolton like a bolt of lightning. There he is over in Syria, not countermanding, but not saying that, you know, I've discussed this with the president and there's some modifications. Well, there's going to be a pullout, but with strings.
Right.
Now, that wasn't Trump's idea. That was John Bolton's. And I had a fanciful thought, maybe it's a little bit of a reach here, but you said, you know, why does he keep inviting these neocons in? And I said, look how many people this guy has hired and fired. And you said, yeah, that's my point. Well, how else would you drain the swamp? Exposing these people for what they are, bringing them in. It's kind of like, I kind of liken this to showing up for trials at a stage play or something, you know, to be a cast member. You know, they do their little dance and they do their thing, and then before too long, that one's gone. What they're describing Trump as is the guy can never make up his mind about anything. He's unstable. He's this. He's that. Oh, look, he fired somebody else. Blah, 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 blah. And the guy can't do anything right. And I, for one, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I would be the biggest asset on this planet, according to the press, if I were president of the United States. Because I wouldn't be, can I say this about Donald Trump being cagey? People think that he's really transparent. Me, I'm pretty damn transparent. If I said that I'm bringing the troops home from Syria, those boys would have already been on the plane with their gear, wheels up, and out of there before I said I was bringing them home. Same with Afghanistan. But you made a point here. And I'm wondering, because it was the suggestion was made, Steve, okay, we pull our troops out of Syria. Maybe we should send in mercs. And there are some mercenaries that just arrived over there, about 600 of them. They look like mercs to me. They don't look like regular military.
That's what I called it, mercs.
Okay, so, all right. So he's pulling the troops out and the mercs are in there. Well, was that his doing? He didn't fess up to it, and he didn't own it. But there isn't anything. Israel is now publicly admitting that it's been running sorties into Syria. Here's another country waging war in a sovereign country that has done nothing to them. Syria hasn't done anything to us, but, oh, that's right. We're on a mission to help them. Yeah. The only people that have been helping them is Bashar al-Assad and Vladimir Putin and the Russian forces. And they did their job, and they did it well. What we claimed we were doing there, Vladimir Putin actually did it. While we were busy playing both sides of the middle, training them, making up excuses for them, sending in the white helmets to set psyops up and the whole nine yards. Well, that word got out fairly quickly. Everybody else knows it except the majority of the American public. It's because we have this wonderful thing called a press, and it's nothing but a full court press on disinformation and lies. But Donald Trump, I know this much. We would have been in worse shape without the guy, And now I guess we have somebody new to hate. So let's all hate Donald Trump. Let's register as Democrats. Let's infiltrate the Democrat Party. Let's switch parties and infiltrate the Democrat Party to see if we can save this country from them. Or, as some people would say it, it's inseparable, to save us from ourselves. I don't know.
Johnny, you're starting to sound like Alan Combs.
Really?
I'm just teasing.
He's dead.
You know, I'm grinding. He's
dead.
He's dead now. I am glad you and I do not agree on everything, because how boring would that be if you just agreed on everything I said? We disagree. But I was frustrated over the weekend. I was frustrated starting Friday, and I think I talked to you and I talked to Vinny, talked to Keith Rogers. I think a lot of us were just so frustrated because I wanted to see the sternness from Donald Trump. I wanted to see him win this game of chicken. Who's going to swerve first? I wanted to see him win that. I think Pelosi is out of control. Stopping canceling the State of the Union address bothered me. I would have proceeded on personally myself if I was him. I would have done a fireside chat. I would have done it from the Oval Office. I would have said, up yours, Nancy Pelosi, up yours, forget it. I'm going to talk to the American people. This is a necessity. This is a concern. Security, safety is a concern. It is very important. And you had that video today, by the way. I watched it online here on RBN with the, the porous border wall. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Little sticks going back and forth. What do you call those? Railroad tie fence? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing how easy it is to get in this country. We talk about MS-13. We talked about $500 billion worth of illegal drugs coming in this country, heroin being one of the big ones. And I sent you over today another article, and you posted, thank you for doing that, of a new health concern we have with a antibiotic-resistant bacterium now that is potentially going to be here in this country. Actually, it's already come in. It could take off like a wildfire in the hospital setting and the blood supply, and you are in trouble because there is really only one medication that might work, and the sensitivity is very low. It's not going to work most of the time, so we're in trouble. So
Okay. You jumped the gun on me. I had some breaking news here. Five police officers shot in Houston. This is coming from CBS News. Houston police confirm a total of five Houston police officers were shot Monday afternoon, reportedly while serving a narcotics warrant. Houston Police Officer Union President Joe Gambaldi tweeted, "We currently have five officers shot, all on the way to the hospital. One is being life-flighted on the way to the hospital. We'll update when I can." Houston Police said officers have been struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. Officers en route to the hospital, no word on their condition. There's multiple reports that the shooter's dead. Art Alvesado, now this used to be Austin, the chief of police down here. And not a whole lot of people like this guy, but he's the new chief in Houston. I guess they had to give him a warm-up act in kind of like a little socialist city. Yes, folks, I'm here to tell you, we Texans have lost Austin. At any rate, he is the police chief over in Houston, and he was quoted, "We had had several officers shot. Please pray for the officers on the way to the scene now." And the rest of the story is just concerns and the tweets from other police officers. Now, folks, if I'm going to go get a narcotic suspect, I'm not going to get five of the uniform guys shot. How in the hell did that happen? And the problem is, Steve, and I know you know this to be true, it used to be that police would do their due diligence. There wasn't this big thing for presence. Now everything's a presence. You get a traffic ticket. You look up, you see the red and blue light boy turn, he lit you up. He's got the little Visi bar going, and okay. And the next thing you notice is there's one behind him, and maybe one pulls in front of you. It's this big show that the cops are on the job. You know, this show of force all the time. And there are certain situations that works as a disadvantage. These cops are convinced that we load up, we get the SWAT going here, we get 92 officers, guns drawn, there's only one or two people in that house, we're going to prevail because of our strength. And then some of these guys end up getting shot. And then what ultimately happens? The perp is shot. Now, to some people, they say, well, good. You know, why do I want to let the police arrest this guy, convict him, put him in jail, and I've got to pay tax money to house the guy? Well, you start making little modifications to the justice system like that, we might as well just throw the whole damn thing with the baby in the bathwater straight out the window. So the problem is that through this process, folks, if you haven't noticed, we are losing our humanity. You know, it's one thing for tough love, but it's a one thing that I don't give a crap. That's totally another story. And if you start operating on the same mental plane as the people that you're seeing that you don't disagree with, you don't like what's going on, congratulations, we've met the enemy, and they're all of us. Either there are standards that we're going to stick by, and law is for the protection of people, or it isn't. So if we want to start acting like the criminals, of which we've seen, oh God, Steve, if I have to watch one more video of a cop doing street justice on somebody, I think I'm going to just, my head's going to explode.
Yeah.
You know, I just, at any rate, you know, there are ways to do this. There used to be undercover officers. Remember this, Steve? That they would dress up as hobos.
Yeah.
I remember a department, it was in a large city. They had a problem with perch snatching. And they could never catch the people because, well, what do? They pick on somebody that's vulnerable, a woman. Oh, there's a handbag. Nobody's looking. Snatch, grab, go on, bye. So what they did, they dressed up half of the department in women's clothes, and they solved their problem.
Yes, they did.
This guy with the narcotics, detectives. Detectives used to track and trace. You wanted a warrant. You wanted to do a wiretap. They gave evidence to the judge. The wiretap order was given. Everything was on the up and up. And then you sought a weak point in the guy, and you just went and arrested him. You found out his patterns. You found out what he did, where his contacts are. Would he go to the corner stop and rob for a tall boy? You know, whatever the case. And you could generally arrest people, minimizing the risk. But now it's just all, let's just show up, guns drawn, and let's see who the last man standing is. And, buddy, I bet it's going to be you and not us. That type of mentality, we are already seeing the police state formed. It's not forming, folks. It's past tense. It's formed. Notice, Steve, what they did in Kentucky. They started talking about the boys that were smeared in Washington, D.C., and the people that were haranguing and harassing, and they started to talk about issuing, well, they were talking about terrorism and should they be charged under terrorism. Folks, there's your excuse for the police state just in the wings waiting to happen. We've warned people when they came out with this, they said, look, for right now, that's what it's going to be, but this is going to morph, and morph it has. Anything that's on that terrorism thing, Steve, anything, murder, I don't care what it is, there are laws already covering it. What they wanted was a federally controlled carte blanche. We're over everything and everybody, every state, every human being. This is our deal. We're coming in. The hell with you if you don't like it. This has got to be stopped because what they're losing and what they desperately, these guys in uniform, you know, sometimes they just don't think or can't think. Once you alienate yourself from the public, there's not going to be anybody out there rendering aid and assistance to you. And unless you're Superman or Batman, you're going to get jammed up. You're going to have to rely on somebody making a phone call, maybe giving you some refuge. Steve, how many videos have you seen on YouTube? And I've seen a few of ordinary citizens coming to the rescue, literally, of cops. They were either outgunned, outmanned, or maybe the cop wasn't the best at his job and he was just cowering someplace and a citizen helped them out. We're talking about wall building in this country. The last thing that you people in uniform want to do is build the wall between me and you. You do that, I guarantee you it is lost.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Now, Steve, what you were talking about, they went to Mexico for surgery. They came back with a deadly superbug.
Yep.
Now, do they have any idea? What I said to you, is this flesh-eating fasciitis stuff? And you said no.
No, it's something different. This is different.
Oh, so We now have disease that attacks the human body from the outside and eats it from the outside in. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is nasty stuff. And like I said, I hope the next time Donald Trump talks about the wall, the need for the wall, he will actually throw this in. It's a very big health concern. I hope he does, because this is a missed opportunity. And also the $500 billion coming in with heroin and fentanyl and other things. You missed a good opportunity also, he did, to mention about the opioid crisis that we have in this country. And that's huge. It's been in the media for a while now, at least a year. So why not capitalize on that? Mention stopping that and fixing that problem here in the country, but you got to stop the drugs first. You know, John, there's not really an all-out war. There's a war on drugs in this country, but there's not an all-out war on drugs. We need to take on the Mexican cartels. We need to take them on. and we could win this if we want to, but I don't think they really want to.
Well, I mean, look.
I don't think they want to.
No, I don't think they can. I think that it is so far out of the control. They have allowed these cartels to gain more and more influence, more and more territory. If this keeps going on at this pace, we're going to be fighting all of Mexico on our southern border. I mean, this is ridiculous. And the way the Mexican government is handling these poor, distraught people, yeah, the ones that are wearing brand new clothes and have cell phones and look very well fed, the people that are, they just want to get in the country for economic opportunity. You know, it's not asylum because they're being abused or whatever the case may be. Although some of the women are being abused in transit, either by the coyotes or predators along their little journey, but the Mexican government is leaving them over the southern border when they know exactly why they're here. So they protect them, they get to the Mexican northern border, our southern border, and we got a problem. Okay, how do we deal with this? And then we have the Democrats and the news media. Oh, this is just inhumane. It goes on and on and on. You're exactly right. Between the dirty deeds, the criminality. If you notice something, Steve, nobody talks about the MS-13 gangs that have now conveniently nestled and settled into all of our, not some, all of our major cities for drug distribution.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So the war on drugs, what did we do? Take a time out, just wave them over the border and say, okay, little grace period here. Come on in. Is it to give our police something to chase around so they can keep complaining that we have a drug problem in this country?
I'll tell you what, I would love to have an LA cop come on the show and talk about the problems they deal with on an everyday basis with the MS-13 gangs. The gang problem in LA is huge.
Yes.
They had a show on HBO, The Morgue, something with The Morgue. How many drug interactions going down, the violence, the gangs, the MS-13. I mean, it's huge. It is huge. It is so big in California, especially LA. I would love to talk to one of those officers. I'm sure they can't, but I'd love to talk to them.
Well, and this shows you the collusion with the news. Oh, did I use that word? Collusion? Could it also be described as conspiracy from the news media not to show truly what's going on in the state of California? Does that sound like a conspiracy to you?
It's ongoing. Exactly right. They're not showing you what they need to show you because it goes against an agenda. There you go.
Well, my agenda is this problem keeps getting larger, and I'm thinking, how do I conveniently get rid of this without too much mess? Because it will consume this country, Steve.
I tell you what, I would not want to be a teacher or a police officer in California. Either.
Oh, God. No.
Done.
No. And you know what? The United States has never done this. But what if we cast off California, saying, you know what? You're on your own. We're throwing you out of the union. And by the way, the wall we're building, it's going to go from your northern all the way down to southern, all the way to the Pacific, all the way to the Gulf. We're going to put a wall up.
You know, I think Paul Preston wouldn't like that idea.
you think not?
No, he's trying to save parts of California for California and say push the rest out, but he probably wouldn't like that idea. He still thinks it's salvageable. I don't know if it is.
Well, I don't know that it is either. But here again, I mean, here's a variation on a theme. Rather than the whole state seceding, and I have never been one of secession. If you've got a problem, you've been around. Patients and okay, somebody comes in with a gangrenous limb. Now, you could bring in two bushel baskets full of leeches and try to restore blood flow. But you know that limb is gone and it's got to come off. Otherwise, it's going to infect and kill the body. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, that's how I look at it when we start talking about secession from the Union. We're just going to be chopping off parts until we think we have a safe spot. And then one day we look around us and we're surrounded. No. I want the entire country. I want my country back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV. Been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas.
Florida. Says, no, that I wouldn't fit Texas. In that song, would it?
I love that song.
Yeah, well, you should have followed the advice.
You know, he's a sick man, Chris Rea.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on death's door. He might be leaving us this year. He's got cancer or something. He stopped performing a while back. Good song, though. Great song.
You know, I'm still, you know, of all the people, this is, people are going to start scratching their head. I say this, but of all the people that have died in the last couple of years, you know what? The one thing that really sticks with me?
What's that?
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm just, man, this guy really dead? And I saw one of his last interviews, and next to the last interview, I should say, and he was talking about, you know, I'm pushing 60 here and this, that, and the other. And yeah.
You know, I saw Tom Petty when I lived in Gainesville, Florida. I was in high school. I saw him in a bar.
Wow.
He wasn't even known then. He was just a nothing. He was just a house band.
And what he did was he packed up his ragtag band. They all got in a car and drove to California. And the rest, as they say, is history. Art off the grid. Hello, Art.
Hey, Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Art?
You know, I got up this morning, turned the computer on, got me some coffee, and got all settled in for the day, and what did I see? You know, checking the morning news? Well, apparently, I can't believe that, who is it? Three Square Market and 32M apparently requiring employees, Loop Ventures as well. They want to, they're trying to mandate that employees get microchipped. Folks, how many times, John, have we talked about microchipping over the years, and everybody continued to call us crazy, and here it is. Now we have tech companies making it mandatory so far, and it's gotten so far, apparently gotten so far out of control, Arkansas actually had to pass a law to ban it.
Well, Art, I've been talking about this for a long time. You've heard me recount this story.
Many times.
This was almost 30 years ago that I saw Vice President Al Gore. I saw Janet Reno. Yeah, Janet Reno. I saw Lloyd Bentsen. He was Secretary of the Treasury at the time. And a host of other people showed up. And it was this impromptu television event to let people know that, oh, we're going to be looking at the federal properties and the housing, the federal housing, and well, we're going to also be looking at the neighborhoods, and they laid out an agenda of house to house searches and seizures for drugs and guns. Art, and Al Gore holds up a card, looks like a credit card, and says, "This is the national ID. You will not be able to buy or sell lest you have this card." That was almost 30 years ago. So they're now they've moved into the arena by chipping little puppies and little kitties. Isn't this nice? Mm-hmm. And then some of the companies, the corporation with these people that would sell their soul, I guess, for a paycheck, voluntarily got themselves chipped. Now they want to introduce chips into employees' arms. Well, you know what? Let them do it. I'm just going to have a tracker to know which one of the people that have sold their soul. I don't want them around me. Because that tells me that they're willing and able to do anything, not only to themselves, but chances are to anybody else, in the name of what? A paycheck, loyalty to the corporation, or whatever the case may be? No.
And John, we have been talking about this for years, but every time we mention it, everybody will, oh, you're crazy. Yeah, well, everybody called us crazy. How many years did we talk about FEMA camps before finally the big celebrity names in media exposed it? Now all of a sudden it's real. Wait a minute. Why is it we do this for years? We try to tell people about this stuff. Nobody wants to believe it until some idiot on TV says it's real, and then everybody wants to believe it.
Art, have you noticed something? They're rolling back. They're stepping back from the conspiracy theorist out there. Oh, you're just a conspiracy. They don't even want to go that far. As I've said, we've kind of got them painted into a corner. Yeah, it's their arena. They own it. Yeah, they're in the corner. We've got them in the corner, and we haven't got off of them. We're now starting to see the tech companies. We're now starting to see Google and Facebook, and, well, they spent a whole lot of money lobbying last year, more so than they ever did. Conversations at Davos was about how do we get better control of the Internet. It is now, what we're seeing right now is the years and the fruits of our labors come to fruition, not only in this country, not in the numbers I'd like to see, but not only in this country, in Europe, in England, all over the place. They're in the corner. Problem I'm having is, what are these psychopaths willing to do to try to change the playing field?
Yeah, and and they talk about, well, you know, these chips, it's just going to make it easier for people to check in and out of the office and open doors and this, that, and the other. This is how it's starts, people.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how many times, John, I'm standing in the grocery store line or whatever, and somebody whips out the card and they try to swipe it. Oh, no, it's a chip. You got to put it in. And I keep trying to tell people, that chip. And are you Christian? Who's Christian? Raise your hand. People will raise their hand. And I say, there you go, folks. You're mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell without it. And you people are falling right into it. And then they look at me and, oh, you're just crazy. What?
No, you're a walking zombie. You're brain dead. Your brain has, and I would ask them the follow-up question if I didn't see any around them. Do you have any children? Well, yeah. What's that got to do with it? Because you're going to raise kids that are going to be just as dumb as you are and just as vulnerable as you are. Congratulations. You've abrogated your responsibility, your number one responsibility of your children to keep them safe. Congratulations. Now keep calling me a nut.
Yeah, in my day we used to call that child abuse. But anyway, folks, here it is. They're making that push. They're going to make it happen. So, you know, what was it, John? We were talking about the five beans. The five B's,
yep.
Beans, Band-Aids, Bullets, Bullion, and forget what the fifth one was.
The Bibble, the Holly Bibble thing.
And the Biblical.
Yes.
So, yeah, folks, yeah. Your five B's, you better get them going. You better get
them going. No. That's not the tipping point. They're going to wait till we have 10 B's. Okay? Evidently, five B's ain't good enough. We gotta double that. We got to make it 10 B's.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there because I haven't heard anybody talk about this all day, and I wanted to make sure that this is in people's minds, that people know this is going on. And
Do you have the ability to yep. send me over the story?
Yeah, I can email you both. I've got two stories on this, and I can email you the links to that. Not a problem.
Please do.
Send it my way too. Yeah.
All right, and this started in Wisconsin, and the companies are. We have Three Square Market, Google, Glassdoor, 32M.
I don't know what 32.
And beyond that, I don't know.
I don't know what 32M is.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, send it over, and we'll take a look at it. All right, thank you.
John, you had that on the website a long time ago. It was a company asking their employees to be chipped, and they can actually, instead of swiping a card to get into their office, mm-hmm. they actually put their hand out there. You actually had that on the website a long time ago, maybe 6 months ago. So.
You know, I mean, you know, this thing about, you know, fingerprints and iris scans, well, you've already seen it in the movies.
Sure.
Just pop somebody's eyeball out and scan it.
Chop their finger off.
Or chop their finger off and use that. Now this one. This is subcutaneous, so it's buried underneath the skin. So unless you are good at digging that out, you're gonna have to drag around a corpse to get it to one of these scanners.
I'm glad you mentioned about the animals because that was the first time when I knew that was happening about chipping your dogs and your cats. So this was a trial basis to see how it worked, and then they talked about doing convicts, and they kind of backed off that. Then they talked about the need to chip the old people at the nursing homes who have Alzheimer's in case they wander off, we can find them. They always find a reason to convince you that it's a positive, it's a good thing. And we know technology in the wrong hands ends up being an evil. And you know, I get irritated, John, when I hear somebody say, well, I've got nothing to hide. I don't care if they're following me around. I don't care. I have a problem with this kind of thinking.
Yeah, so do I. And they have been used to the biggest extent, but these warning signs along our highways and our byways. You know, you're right. It's, we're missing somebody that has Alzheimer's. They were last seen in their Ford Mustang with Illinois plates, and here it is. That's the child alert system, but I can guarantee you, without a shred of doubt, in the future, when they need to find a terrorist or a person of interest, they will be using those signs.
Yes, they will. Actually, it's built in your car already since 2000.
I don't know. Somebody better check their baby that they just brought home from the hospital yesterday because chances are that baby's got a chip. You don't know. Right. Keith in Montana, speaking of the devil.
Well, hello, guys, there, and also to Art. I see he hasn't taken his lithium today, but
I take it to Keith. You know Art.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I had to wait to call in for my OxyContin and my Percocet to kick in. Anyway, hey, you know,
Have you ever tried heroin? I hear it's cheaper.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Although I had a good brownie the night, boy, I tell you, I was flying for 2 days. Anyway, you know, there's a great article on Fox News there. It's America's Third War. The U.S. cut deals with the Sinaloa drug cartel, the court documents say. And this was in exchange for them to allow tons of narcotics to come across the border. And as I've talked to you before, John, about this, the DHS in their Sentry members program, there's over 200,000 results on Sentry members arrested with millions in meth and cocaine and other drugs. This is the systematic destruction, just like Steve had just mentioned, the MS-13 gang. Honduras, where the Israeli arms sales are fueling the crime crisis down there.
Yeah. That's what we need. We need more instability, more crime, more violence, more death, so that we can take the draconian measures. You know, heretofore, it wasn't bad enough that we didn't have to take these drastic measures. It's all the same game controlled by the very same people.
Right.
Let me ask a question to you guys real quick here. John, you've seen those pictures in Afghanistan where the U.S. soldiers are guarding the poppy fields. You've seen those, right?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen that on mainstream media? Do most people know that our military is guarding poppy fields, marijuana? I mean, not marijuana, but morphine, heroin. Do they understand what's going on in Afghanistan, why we're there, and what we're doing? They understand this?
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you a group of people, Keith and Steve, that don't understand this, and that's the Marines. Now we have a problem with Marines offing themselves.
Yes.
That they cannot stand their life, and things are so bad that their only solution, and these are warriors, folks, people that don't, you know, they don't kill themselves, they kill an enemy. They're now killing themselves, and this is now record numbers as well. We have got a problem, and this rot is from the inside out. And again, you know, it's amazing to me, gentlemen. I've been watching the news, not real closely, but monitoring it for the last 3-4 days. Nothing, and Fox News has jumped on the pure Donald Trump defend bandwagon. The other ones are attacking. That's all we're getting. We're not getting any other news, nothing of substance, nothing for debate, nothing. We're getting a full stream, 24/7 Trump, and quite frankly, I'm tired of it. But here's the very same people. They keep saying, well, this country's so divided, there's no common interest. If they'd start reporting the news and people, other human beings, recognized what other human beings were doing, then we'd have something to talk about. I'm exasperated.
Yeah. John, remember the ATF arms through DHS and ATF down to the drug cartels, El Chapo's man cave loaded with those same guns, the Purdue family, the Jewish family that was behind this opiate crisis, which from 1999 to 2017 was responsible for 400,000 Americans dying from overdose. This is the communist takeover of this country.
It
and, of
is.
Course, this is just like the Indochina Opium Wars, where John Kerry, Roosevelt, all their families were all involved in this before. John Perkins highlights this on the coming war in China.
You mean Roosevelt? Are you talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that says, I promise not one of your boys will see war.
Yeah.
And
isn't it interesting? Now, you mentioned the opioid and the gun running and all this stuff. The very same people that are reporting the news to the American people are the very same people that are sitting in the preferred talking head seat. And they're not going to tell on their own. Keith, this is why it was so important. This is why it was so important for them on this BDS thing. Oh, we can't have anti-Semitic stuff. We've got to pass laws here. Well, wait a minute. You're the guys that cooked up the hate laws. The very people that wrote this is the very people that are complaining that we've got a problem here. And it keeps emanating from the same places. But now if you talk about it, well, you can be tried, you can be fined, you can go to jail, you can, you know, really? The very people that are committing the crimes or enabling situations like this are the very people that we're not supposed to talk about and who the media is scared to death to talk about it, because guess what?
they wouldn't have a job in the media.
Well, you've got a president that works for $400,000 a year, and yet media entitled to these, you know, they're making millions. Like Nancy Pelosi, worth $200 million. Her land sales deals to Gorbachev, whose main base was in Moscow at the time. This is the communist takeover of this country. And, of course, they control the media, everything else.
Yeah, and you would think that rock star with a convenient map of Albania on his forehead could be used quite efficiently and effectively, you know, because here's an ex-communist. He's dove under a rock someplace. You have not seen or heard from this guy. If somebody were to ask you, is Gorbachev still alive or is he dead? You'd be hard-pressed to answer the question. That's how much you've heard about the guy.
Yep. All right, my best to you guys, okay?
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. Aaron in Colorado, you're up next. Stay tuned, 800-313-9443. We need to tell them a little bit more about this flesh-eating stuff, the new brand from Mexico.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why is it when I say, like I said, Aaron in Colorado, I'll take your call right after the break. Now, I usually do that around commercial time. And by the time they hear me saying that, we're not out of break yet. Okay, Aaron, it was important enough for you to be on my screen. and important enough for me to take your call, would you please not hang up unless you had an emergency? Maybe had too much coffee today. Maybe you had to go to a little boy's room. I don't know. Anyhow, that'll give me an opportunity here. I got a window. What you're talking about, Steve, what you brought up initially here, they don't even have a name for this stuff. This Tamika Capone, she thought she was making a smart call by traveling to Mexico for a bariatric surgery.
Right, weight loss.
Okay. Wow.
Actually, the name of it is, I'm reading it here, carbapenem-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Okay.
It's one of the three highest priorities for this new antibiotic, trying to find something to... This is nasty stuff. It actually has a double whammy here. It's interesting because it says because it has a genetic mutation that allows it to transmit its antibiotic destroying gene to other bacteria to make them resistant as well. This is nasty stuff.
Well, and you heard about people going down to Mexico for dental care because it's too damn expensive here.
Yeah.
This wouldn't cover just for her procedure. It was $17,500. And she got it done, guess what, folks, in Mexico for about less than 25% of that. Unfortunately, she picked something up along the way. 4 months later, this Arkansas woman was at least one of at least a dozen U.S. residents who returned from surgeries in Tijuana with a rare and potentially deadly strain of bacteria resistant to virtually all antibiotics. Now, some in this group recovered, but Capone, 40, remained seriously ill despite being treated with a barrage of drugs. If the bacteria spread to her bloodstream, doctors said it could be fatal.
She's dead.
I've not yet had a patient with zero options, but this is as close as I've had, said Ryan Dare, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Science College of Medicine in Little Rock, who is treating her. The Tijuana outbreak, which includes one death, prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue an unusual warning this month, urging travelers to avoid surgery at Grandview Hospital, linked to 8 of the infections, until Mexican authorities confirm its safety. Hospital officials didn't want to return calls seeking comment, nor did the medical tourism agency Weight Loss Agents, which books procedures there, and in other hospitals. They're not returning calls either. But the people they're sending down there, there's a pretty good chance if you get this infection, you're dead. But you'll make a beautiful corpse because we did liposuction. We sucked the fat out of your fat body. Wow. How nice.
Yeah, well, this is why I tell people just, it's caloric intake versus caloric expenditure. And there are very few cases out there actually where people actually need to have these surgeries. And you just need to stick with the old way of pulling back, pushing back from the table.
See,
a little bit, you know?
No. This involves just a little bit more than the table pushback. We can't throw it under that header and let that one go. It's carbohydrate heaven out there, folks.
Yes.
You know, and the tastier stuff, you know, the fat-soaked stuff and the carbohydrate-loaded stuff. Oh, it's yum, yum. But this is part of the problem why people are getting fat, and also the genetically modified wheat and pastas that they're eating. Folks, I don't ever remember seeing these many fat people in this country. When I was a kid, you saw some fat people. Yeah, I had a fat aunt. She was Italian. Everybody thought they should be that way. But hey, this is health crisis time for more reasons than one. It ain't just about shutting your mouth and pushing back from the table. Not anymore.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.